I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY-FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers one of Kane's all-time favorite businesses, the Nut Shop. In the days before Krispy Kreme and Dairy Queen and Harry and David, fresh homemade treats made with loving care were beyond compare. Small wonder that more than 50 years later, many hilltoppers still pine for the savory nuts and sweet confections of their youth. In the early 1900s, sellers of fresh roasted nuts, usually peanuts, were commonplace in big cities. Often sold from carts, the alluring smell and affordable price made the product hard to resist. The Planters Peanuts Empire was born not far from the hilltop in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, in 1906, when Amadeo Obici bought his first peanut roaster. Soon, nut stands became ubiquitous in towns and cities across the country. A liner ad from the Kane Republican from 1915 stated the following: long experience in shoe shining and hat cleaning. Fresh roasted peanuts at all times at the Royal Shoe Shining Parlor, corner of Fraley and Field Streets. Just down the block in 1932, C.A. Langhurst and his wife Helen opened one of Kane's all-time favorites, the Nut Shop. If the scent of fresh baked nuts wasn't sufficient to lure you into the shop at 62 Fraley Street, the promise of fresh homemade ice cream and candy would reel you in. Before long, the Langhursts had shops in Ridgeway, Warren, Punxsutawney, Meadville, and Altoona. In 1947, Mr. Langhurst installed modern candy-making equipment at 55 Fraley Street, utilizing the rear of the building and the entire second floor to develop their own private label of sweets. Named for his wife, the Helen Marie brand of candies was sold throughout the chain of Nut Shop stores. The Made in Kane Easter candies included custom chocolate eggs made to order in sizes from 1/2 to 5 pounds, were the stuff of legend. Business also boomed at Christmas time, and kids dreamed of getting a stocking stuffed with Helen Marie candies. The Langhurst managed to appeal to hilltoppers regardless of the season. A sack of warm nuts was just right on a winter day, cakes and candies for mom and dad, and fresh homemade ice cream to beat the summer heat. A 1933 ad in the Kane Republican offers up pumpkin spice ice cream as a flavorful Halloween treat long before pumpkin-flavored everything became such a national obsession. With the immediate success of the Nut Shop, competition in the snack and candy business was sure to follow. By 1934, Newcomer's Pharmacy on Fraley Street offered only the freshest ice cream and sizzling barbecued nuts from around the world that were toasted fresh with real creamery butter. Over the years, none could compare to the Nut Shop. The store's popularity was sustained through C.A. and Helen Langhurst's obsession with quality nuts and confections. The company held an annual Christmas party at the Kane Manor, hosting dinner and entertainment and giving out cash bonuses to reward their employees. Jack Flower emceed the 1946 party with John Galonsky, James McDade III, Carrie Dixon, Isabel Swineford, and Helen Trinkle joining the Langhurst for the evening affair. In 1951, the Langhurst sold their well-established business at 62 Fraley to Miss Helen Trinkle of Kane and her brother George Trinkle of Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, the Langhurst retained the production of Helen Marie candies at 55 Fraley Street. In 1958, Helen Trinkle bought her brother's interests in the shop, becoming the sole owner. The Nut Shop earned continued success and grew its reputation with a new generation of customers, with Helen Trinkle at the helm. In June of 1964, she sold the business to new operator Bell Hankey. As the nuts and confections business became more crowded, With the onset of the new style supermarkets, business declined. By October of 1964, the business moved to 58 Fraley Street and was purchased by Miss Betty Lundeen and rebranded as Lundeen's Nut Kitchen. The Nut Shop hit all the right notes for Hilltoppers for more than 30 years. In the minds of many, the place served up some of the sweetest memories ever. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.